Four sides, get it, kiss it, they can see us inside. Mommy, tell me, do you like it? I know you like it. It's written all over your face. Don't fight it. You like it more than I like it. So put it all over your face.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we have Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, starting in just a moment. And then after that, we're actually going to be joined by two physicians that authored a book that shows that was looking at something else. We're going to actually be visited by a world-renowned anti-aging scientist named Dr. Ted Achacoso. He's busy traveling the world constantly. We're going to be talking about a phenomenon or a new medical phenomenon called interventional endocrinology. And I promise it's going to be very, very interesting. But without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Unfortunately, Dr. Jeff is not on camera this week. How you doing, Dr. J?
Good. How about you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we have really had some issues with cameras working for Dr. J. He's got lots of cameras, but the problem is that when he tries to log into our BeLive platform, for some reason, it all kind of goes to hell. So we're just going to have to do this the old-fashioned way, right?
We will. Hopefully by next week, we'll get the kinks worked out.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really a really interesting discussion. Actually, quite appropriate given the next interview as well. And that is, you want to discuss Chinese herbs or herbal medicine in general versus Western medicine, correct?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times they call it Eastern medicine versus Western medicine. I thought it'd be an interesting topic and discussion, you know, because we don't hear a lot about, you know, Eastern medicine, but obviously we're hearing all the time about pharmaceutical stuff, you know.
Right. And the reality is, I just had this discussion with a friend of mine who has spent a lifetime in the pharmaceutical industry about the genetic nature of someone just said that we're having a hard time with your audio, so I'm just adjusting it right now. The genetic nature of diseases, they're really, you know, this is silly, this whole genetic angle for diseases. It's kind of like saying if I jump in the ocean and drown, I drown because I have a genetic mutation or a genetic predisposition that doesn't allow me to breathe water. Isn't that a silly notion?
It is, but what else is new, huh?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So what medicines are we talking about versus herbal, and what for diseases that we're talking about?
We're kind of talking about just more in general terms, you know. If you have been to a doctor recently, I don't know about you, but I get a little frustrated because I feel like I should be sending a bill to them because they don't really know, and I don't mean this in a negative way because they are intelligent people, but sometimes they don't know what they're doing. It's almost like they're sitting there guessing, and I think that is one of the things about Western medicine is we are so dependent upon a drug. And everything is a guess that whatever the newest drug or whoever the rep that came in that week, oh, let me put you on this and let's see what it does. I mean, they don't ask what happened, how do you think you got sick? You know, I mean, there's no research. Eastern medicine is the complete opposite. When you go into a practitioner and we'll just say China because China is the oldest practicing, you know, country of this Eastern type medicine, they thoroughly question you and examine their patients. They, you know, if you say you've got stomach pain, they don't go, here's something for the pain. They want to determine where the pain came from because it probably had nothing to do with the stomach, Carl. You know, it could have arose from something completely different. So you're going to spend a lot of time in there with them looking into every situation. You know, what are the surrounding areas? What were you doing prior? You know, does cold affect it? Does heat affect it? All type of things. So I thought that was quite interesting. You know, if you've ever been to like a naturopathic doctor, they do very similar things. You know, their examinations are very, very thorough compared to, you know, Western medicine.
You know, it's funny. What you're basically detailing is that they take into account the entire person, the lifestyle,
yeah.
and so much more than what the average doctor takes into account. You come in with a pain, and they just give you a pill. They don't try to determine the source of the problem at all any longer.
Well, and, you know, earlier, I rarely get sick, but this last year, everybody here had this emphysema A bacteria, and the whole office ended up getting it. So I felt the symptoms coming on. Of course, I don't want to get what everyone else had because they bedrid them. So I go into the doctor, and this gal, she doesn't give me anything. She goes, oh, well, you know, you might have it, but you might not. You know, I'll give you a prescription, but don't take it unless you need it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, look, but I'm feeling it in my chest. No, you know, you don't have a fever, so nothing's wrong with you. And I left that place going, she's wrong. I know what's going on with me. So, of course, I go home, and a day and a half later, I mean, I got to go back. And, of course, now I got pneumonia because the doctor didn't listen to me, you know?
Right, right. You have a full-blown problem that could have been headed off at the pass.
Yeah.
Don't you think most doctors think their patients know nothing about their own disease states? Isn't that a problem today?
Oh, you know it is. I see. You know, again, as we age, I do go in for a medical exam once a year. I see an allergist just because I do have some allergies that I like to keep under control. I handle most of that myself. But even the allergist I went to see earlier this year, my yearly appointment, and you know. He brings up gluten again, and how did you even figure that out? Because we have no way of determining that, you know, until you get celiacs, then we can test for that. And I actually did turn to him. I said, man, I said, and you're charging me here. I said, I just gave you about $1,500 worth of education. He goes, yeah, send me a bill. And but again, you know, I'm trying to tell the guy that I have this under control, and he's going, well, no, look, let me give you another prescription. I go, no, you know, honey's working for me. This is working. But again, they don't want to hear that. You know, they always want to, I don't know what it is. It's almost like they get a commission for selling a drug or something, you know?
You know, if we start to abandon the way doctors treat us, I predict we'll actually find the answers to a lot of diseases, especially when it comes to cancer. You know, like okay, so herbal medicines, there's probably 2,000 or more studies out there that show that ginger and concentrated ginger extract is effective at treating a wide variety of cancers throughout the body. But doctors don't know about it, and if they do know about it, they don't believe it. There is a pharmaceutical company in Canada called Dalton Pharmaceutical that's now synthesizing gingerol 6 and gingerol 8 specifically to treat people for cancer, because by synthesizing they can patent it, and you can't patent ginger. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Yeah. Ginger's cheap, you know.
Well, exactly, and then that's where all the side effects come in, because all the stuff they got to do to get to that point, you know, it causes more issues. But yeah, I think you remember old Marcus Welby, MD. Maybe I'm dating myself. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, of course. It was a great show.
I mean, Yeah, what happened to the days where the doctor took time? And, you know, I think if we would go back to like a veterinary does, you know, you take your dog into a vet, they care about that animal, they inquire all the questions to determine a diagnosis, you know, and I think medical, are they just too busy now? Are they seeing so many people that they don't have time to get to know the patient in order to determine what is the cause of the problem? You know, obviously you have a headache. It could be a multiple of things, but they have a drug that helps with migraine headaches. They don't inquire about maybe it's gluten or maybe it's stress or maybe it's this. I mean, they don't even look into that. And that's one of the interesting things about, again, Eastern medicine, is they really want to determine the root cause. They aren't trying to mask or Band-Aid the issue. Now, they want the person to get better, but they don't want it to come back. And the majority of ailments are ongoing. I mean, you know, people who are susceptible to colds, they get colds in the summer, the winter, the fall. I mean, you know, they're antibiotic to death, you know, and then that causes a whole nother.
Well, and actually, you know, if you read the book Missing Microbes, they detail chronologically the introduction of antibiotics into the population and the onset of greater diseases related to the microbes in the gut. So a child who gets a lot of antibiotics gets sick more often. It's a fact.
Yeah.
And that's because the antibiotics actually weaken the immune system to fight off some of these things that a child comes in contact with. So it's just silly.
We know that.
Yeah.
It is. I saw something over in Sweden. This is a practice thing. Elementary kids, little kids, on the onset of winter, they put them in a sauna for 15 minutes, and they go out in the snow in their skivvies, and they dump cold buckets of water on each other's head. They're out there for 3 minutes, and then they come back into the sauna. They say that when they started doing this, they decreased something like 90% kids that get sick.
That's amazing. Now, you couldn't do that in the United States because people would say, you're hurting them. You're making them uncomfortable. We don't want them to be uncomfortable. It's like,
that's what
makes the body stronger.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, when a baby is born, that baby has zero microbes, zero anything in their system. Coming through the birth canal is where they first start to pick up bacteria. And that's what then starts to generate the bacteria growth in the GI system and things. And as we know, you know, bacteria on the skin, bacteria in the system. I mean, that's what antibiotics and all these antivirals are all about, giving you the bacteria so that your body can build up an immune to it. Why kill the stuff that you're trying to combat? But again, you know, it just takes time. There was a gentleman just not too long ago from the gym. And again, you know, in our industry, when I put together a diet or a supplement plan, you know, I have them chart for a week what they eat. I got to get to know what their body wants. So he's telling me that he's been tired, you know, just can't function, moody, depressed, can't sleep, been to the doctor. You know, they've tried everything. They don't know what it is. And now to me, I'm listening to the guy's symptoms. And I said, I'm going to tell you this. Go off gluten for 1 week and see if those ailments go. Now, you know, my wife says everything is gluten. But, you know, when you look at it, and he's like, no, you know, I mean, the doctor, you know, they don't know. I said, all right, we'll come back when the doctor still can't figure it out.
Right.
3 weeks later.
Right.
Tell me about this gluten thing. So I explained it to him. 1 week, every symptom that he had disappeared, and he is like, you should be a medical doctor. I should give you the payments I've been paying these guys. I said, yeah, but they didn't listen to you. You know, they don't look at all of the options. Now, did I luck out? Well, no more than they did, but at least I'm not giving them something that's going to cause some issues. If the guy wasn't, you know, had some gluten intolerance, it wouldn't hurt him, you know?
You know, it's funny because part of the problem isn't the doctors. but it's the laws that govern medicine today.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that if you go to a doctor and he doesn't treat you based on the standard of care, he could end up getting sued. And see, people are their own worst enemies. They want to sue the doctor at every step of the way. So the doctor figures,
yeah,
the heck with you. I'm just going to give you the statin drugs. I'm just going to give you the antidepressants. I'm just going to give you those drugs because I'm safe then. They're not going to do you any good, but at least I'm not going to get sued. If I turn around and tell you, hey, take fish oil, change your diet, let's get your sleep, and it doesn't work for you, instead of you going, okay, doc, thanks for trying that, you want to sue the doctor right away. And you can sue that doctor for malpractice because he deviated from the standard of care. So part of the problem isn't so much the doctors as much as the laws that govern the medical practices today.
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, all the doctors now work for hospitals. There are no doctor's offices. But you look back, again, at Eastern medicine, you know, these are the methods that they're using. Diet therapy? Wow, imagine that. Your diet can cure you. Okay, acupuncture, we don't do a lot of that here. Massage. How about headaches? You know, it's nothing more than breaking up tissue. Herbal remedies, exercise, meditation. I mean, most of the ailments that people have are from stress.
Yeah.
You know, if a doctor would say, you know, let me put you on a diet regimen. Let's get to some healthy eating. How about I teach you some relaxation and some meditation techniques, and let's put you on a training program. You know, I want you to go to the gym 3 days a week. How many people do you think would get healed?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people, just from exercise alone. We have to take a break. I want to pick this up on the other side. This is a very, very interesting discussion. This is Science for Humans. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultrahuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off
off and free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Girl, shake that love it, love it. That love it, love it. Shake that love it, love it. That love it, love it.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Dr. Ted Achacoso is sitting in the wings, and he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour, so stay with us. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini right now. We're talking about Western versus Eastern medicine. So, I mean, when we go to Asia, we go to China, we see lots of results from their type of approach to medicine. And I kind of feel like they just block that information from people here in the United States because they don't want us to know that some of those things work. You think that's true?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, you look at Chinese medicine, you know, their whole healthcare system has been developed over thousands of years, where here in the United States, you know, this is a basically a relatively new, you know, phenomenon over the last 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, look at, you know, in the 1800s, you know, people died in their 30s and 40s because they didn't have the medicine we have now. But I think people need to be educated about using a combination of things. When you look at what is the real difference? I was trying to think, you know, what is the real difference? And this is what I came up with. You know, the Western approach clearly divides the health from the disease. And we try to do something to the disease, where the Eastern approach considers the health mm-hmm. as a balanced state versus the disease as an, you know, as being unbalanced. So that's what I really like about it is they're looking at the entire body, you know, how do we keep this body in balance? I mean, good gosh, what do they do when you take your car in for a checkup? I mean, you know, they do all kind of diagnostics. They balance the tires. I mean, there's something about a machine being properly timed and properly fueled. You know, I don't know what sometimes people forget that, you know, our bodies are like machines. I mean, we're electrical. You know, we're biological. I mean, there's a lot going on in here.
Well, and I used to use an analogy on the show. I used to say the way modern medicine treats diseases today is similar to as if you went to a mechanic and said, I've got this loud clunking, banging noise coming from my engine, and it sounds like something's really wrong with my car. And the mechanic checks it out, and he hears it, he goes, yeah, that's really loud. And he goes, I can fix that for you. And he sells you a pair of earplugs. And he says, every time you drive the car, just put the earplugs in. You won't hear the sound anymore. So therefore, it's gone. And that's how modern medicine in the United States treats diseases. If you have a symptom, they get rid of the symptom. But the disease state that caused the symptom is still rotting you away underneath. The other analogy is if your smoke detector goes off, do you get out of the house or do you just take the battery out and sit back down? Because that's what modern medicine does today. That's how they treat people 90% of the time.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about the mighty dollar, unfortunately. I don't know where this all went wrong. I mean, you know, doctors used to get into the business because they wanted to help people. There was an old movie with Robin Williams. I can't remember the name of it.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, Patch Adams.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
That's what I always think about is, you know, there are Patch Adams guys that really want to help people. And again, he was trying to treat the person. You know, he used to say, you don't even know. Oh, here's patient A. He goes, patient A, that's Sally.
Yeah.
She has a name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. It really is. And it's got to change. But the problem is it's never going to change until people push back. And people don't know how to push back with their doctors. They're afraid. They're afraid to question their doctors. See, doc, are you sure? Because doctors just dismiss their patients.
But, you know, you've got to, again, listen to shows like ours, read books. I mean, there's so much information out there. And don't wait until you have the bellyache to figure out how to treat it. You know, you've got to look at what the symptoms, what the causes are, so that you don't get those things. And again, that's something that, you know, our traditional medicine isn't going to do. A doctor will say, I don't know why you get a headache, but here, take this. It'll take care of it. Okay, took care of the pain. Headache's gone. Like you said, no, it's just earplugs. You don't hear it anymore. So again, I think we need to do research. You need to find things that work for you. You know, as I develop my regimen, I know things that I can take that work well for me. We can give those suggestions, but you've got to go find things. You know, there is so much good information out there from, you know, different types of herbal products to healthy eating. I mean, we already know the reason why there are so many type 2 diabetics. I mean, exercise. So I really like the whole Chinese approach where, you know, they're looking at the whole body. They're saying, look, you need to exercise. You need to relax. You need to be eating properly, and you need to be taking dietary supplements.
Right.
That's
right.
Their approach.
Hey, Dr. J, we're coming to the bottom of the interview. What's going on? How did everything go with Supplement Santa? Or is it still going?
Yeah,
right
actually,
now?
Supplement Santa is next week, Wednesday, May 17th. So big day. Watch it live on Facebook, Dr. Jeff Gallini. I'm always giving away a ton of stuff. My new book, The Truth About Your Testosterone, is they're in now, and they'll be available for sale at EFXSports.com. If you want to know about testosterone, how to handle it, similar to what we're saying, man, for $5, I'm going to give you the blueprint on how to increase your testosterone naturally without spending a whole lot of money at a doctor.
Very, very cool. Okay, so I guess people need to start questioning their doctors, start understanding the difference between Western and Eastern medicine, and start leveraging things that don't necessarily just mask symptoms but actually address the core of disease. I like that message. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I guess
we'll
see you next week, brother, and hopefully next week we'll actually have you on camera.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I had my hair combed again today.
Again.
I was hoping it was going to work.
Another letdown. All right, we'll do this. We'll do it for sure. Third time's a charm, right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Take care.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Supreme Radio. We're going to talk about interventional endocrinology. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I'm having nothing but technical problems today. I hate this. I really hate it. We have Dr. Ted Achacoso on the camera, but we also have him on the phone. So I'm going to try to link the phone. Okay, Ted, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can.
Oh, this is so frustrating. Okay, so anyway.
That's all good. That's hormetic stress, Carl.
Is that what it is? I'm going to tell you about the hormetic stress that I have in my life right now, Dr. Ted, because it's getting a little unbearable, to be honest with you. Anyway, maybe I need some interventional endocrinology and quickly. Maybe that's the answer.
I think your cortisol level is way too high. You need to inject yourself with some growth hormone, you know, balance it down.
So Dr. Ted Achacoso is a world-renowned anti-aging physician who travels the world helping people when modern medicine has failed them. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and I also am starting a new movement in order to incorporate this into regular medical practice. because much of the things that we are learning now, Carl, like, you know, hormone balancing, nutrient balancing, metabolomics, epigenetics, mitochondria, gut microbiota, these are not taught in medical school. You know, so it's about time that we actually had, you know, a movement that would train both doctors and health practitioners in including this for health management. So instead of just disease management, where you diagnose and treat disease, you would like to have some health management, which is the detection and correction of imbalances in the body.
Okay, so this is actually, there's a wave of this going on. There's lots of clinicians now that are looking at this style of medicine. But the problem is that most people don't hear this from the mainstream. They don't hear about it from on Good Morning America or something like that. And the first thing they always say to me when I say things like this, because I just had this discussion this morning with somebody who has a friend who has cancer. And The first thing they say is, well, if this worked, why wouldn't my doctor tell me about it? Surely he wants me to do well. He wants me to be okay. And what do you say? You've got to have that question often as well.
Yes. In fact, you know, Carl, I've been practicing anti-aging medicine, traditional medicine, for about 8 years. Before that, I was an interventional neuroradiologist. You know, I used to poke brains for a living. But you then realize that we really are just taught as MDs to diagnose and treat disease. We are not taught about taking a look at what's going on inside the cell. We're always taking a look at what's going on in the organ. But unfortunately, the point of contact for both health and disease by a patient is through the illness medicine doctor. It's what I call, you know, my former life, and others with the specialties, they're illness medicine doctors. Really, their job is just to diagnose and treat disease. And then I said, when I trained in anti-aging medicine and nutritional medicine out in Paris, you know, they were balancing hormones, and this means that you're pushing the levels of the major hormones down to when you were 21 to 30 years old, you know. And the same thing with nutrients, you push them to optimal levels. But these are not being taught in medical school, so I got frustrated. And so I said, why don't I put this all together in a movement called Health Optimization Medicine, or HOME, and start teaching this? And the first programs actually started in Asia, in Manila, Philippines, where I commute 2-4 times a year, and I actually teach this to doctors. You know, Asia is more receptive because they're more receptive to the concept of balance, Carl. You know, their yin-yang,
right,
and so on.
Right. Well, they've had longer. They've had thousands of years to have medicine evolve, and they've, you know, over thousands of years, you start to connect the dots and go, oh, when someone does this, this happens. We don't have that here in the United States because the pharmaceutical companies have hijacked medicine, basically. But I want to address a couple things. The first thing is, I started to call your type of medicine optimistic medicine. And the reason I call it optimistic medicine is because medicine as a whole is pessimistic. You have a disease, you're already broken, and we're going to fix you. Where optimistic medicine is designed to keep you from getting the disease in the first place. Now, the problem that I have right now with some of the anti-aging people out there is they tell people, we're going to put your hormones in youthful levels, but some of them stop short of that, especially when it comes to women and estrogen. I see them putting women into what I would consider premenopausal levels of estrogen as opposed to youthful levels of estrogen. Why do they stop short of achieving the goal of bringing a woman back to her 25-year-old hormonal levels again?
See, Carl, this has been the main problem that we've had for the past probably 25 years, is that we look at the hormones singly, and so instead of treating them as an entire network, we only treat, for example, estrogen and progesterone, you know, just by the organ, because that's our training in illness medicine. But I never give any hormone singly. If I am going to balance you, I will have to balance your melatonin, your growth hormone, your thyroid, your thymosins, your insulin, your cortisol, and your sex hormones. And I will not give those like a single injection of testosterone or just estrogen or anything like that. And that's the reason why we got into this mess in the first place. You know, all the cancers and estrogen, et cetera, they're running unopposed. you know, because we were not trained in this. But if you just look at it in a commonsensical way, you know, all of these hormones are networked to one another, just as all the nutrients are networked to one another. If you move one part of them, the rest of the parts will move. So when you do that, you have to actually do the balancing of all of the entire network. The other mistake that we have made is giving supraphysiologic doses of hormones, meaning those that are actually intended to treat disease. Well, this is not about treating disease. It's about balancing the current level of hormones that you have. So it should be all matched to all the major neuroendocrine nexi that's in your body, and then you actually take a look subjectively. The art of it is how the patient feels. Of course, now you have the laboratories to actually determine this lower levels of hormones, right? But subjectively, how's your patient feeling, and when are you going to stop? You know, you don't have to push all the way to the mean of 25 years old, you know, if your patient is already feeling well. But you have to adjust everything, all of the major ones, in order to get a good effect.
Which leads me to this next question that evolved from an event. I had Dr. David Zava on the show back in 2006 from ZRT Labs.
Yes, and I
said to him, Dr. Zava, shouldn't every parent be investing in their child at 25 years old, having a complete workup done of all hormones, and then giving it to them as a gift and saying, someday you're not going to feel good and you're going to want to have hormonal intervention done, and here is your personal fingerprint of hormonal milieus that are specifically for you, instead of some epidemiological range that has nothing to do with you. Oh,
right.
This, and he said no. He said no.
Oh. See, I trained under Terry Hertog. He is the pioneer in hormone balancing globally. And really what we're missing is actually that range. And the ranges have been defined by Terry Hertog. His is the mean of 25 years old, right? And I agree with you. It's a wonderful gift to have, to give your child. And the other one was defined by Mark Gordon. He was the one who coined the term interventional endocrinology. His specialty is now traumatic brain injury, right? So he was the one who's he's using sort of like a median value. And I have proposed actually a percentile value, you know, between 21 and 30, you use the 50th to 75th percentile. But these are not established. But you know how silly this is that we don't establish this, Carl? You know that the thyroid hormones, the values that are given to you, that's in a lecture that I attended, it's actually the value of about 1,000 samples, you know, from age 3 to 94. Really?
Oh,
you
wait,
know,
wait, wait, wait,
you
wait,
use
wait.
That to determine optimal health.
But you left something out. Where are these
yes.
people coming from? If they're coming from the population, their hormones are already compromised. Look what's happened since this show has been on the air going on its 12th year.
Right.
The low end of testosterone for men went from 420 picograms a deciliter to 380. Now, people say, well, that's not a big shift. It is a big shift. What it shows is every time they do these kind of epidemiological studies that drive these assay ranges, testosterone in the population has gone down. The new bottom end is 380. It used to be 420. So this is more of an indication of getting abstract values from a sick population and then saying this is healthy.
Exactly. Well, what's also scary, Carl, is this. They presented a 60,000 sample study in Brussels 2 years ago. And among the 21 to 30 cohort, which is supposed to be your golden years, right? That's where your reference range is supposed to be. If you want to balance the hormones, you move it as close to those values as possible. But we were already seeing in the paper that was being presented, you know, there was already erectile dysfunction among men between 21 and 30. You know, there was a lot of endocrine disruptors in the environment and so on. And we could see these levels drop. And I said, so where are we going to base our reference range? You know, this is what we got out of the 60,000 sample. This is in Europe, by the way. This is not U.S.
And is Europe any different? Because I know that you practice medicine abroad. You travel all over the world.
Yes.
Is the United States kind of insular with this stupid thinking that we're locked into, driven by the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda? Or is it pretty much worldwide now?
It initially, you know, it since this started out in Europe, of course, and then came here to the United States under anti-aging medicine and so on, we started to impose American standards of illness medicine onto it. In other words, the standards that we're using are illness medicine standards. They're not optimal standards, you know, or health optimization standards. So that, and that's the major difference, is we never actually got health optimization standards for the U.S. Now, back in Asia or in Europe, they actually have health optimization standards. They will show you, okay, this is the illness value, and then this is these are the optimal values that you strive for. What I'm doing in Asia right now, in the Philippines, I have a company there called BioBalance, and what we're trying to do now is taking samples from the age 21 to 30 cohort and actually doing, you know, what are the normal values, quote, optimal values for this age range. Number one, not only for hormones, but number two, also for nutrients, because, you know, we eat differently over there. You know, people are have different sunlight exposure and so on, different lifestyle. So those all of those factor in into their base hormonal levels that are optimal for them, and also the base nutrient levels that are optimal for them.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about vitamin D for a minute, because vitamin D is very, very popular, but I think it's very misunderstood. And I want to get your opinion specifically about the role of the melanocortin system in some of the benefits that we imply are coming from vitamin D. How does that sound?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse.
This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ted Achacoso. We're talking about anti-aging medicine, interventional endocrinology, which implies that instead of giving people statin drugs, anti-hypertension drugs, all these drugs, that you replace the hormones that are causing the problem. And this makes such sense. We were just talking about this a little while ago. We're going to get deeper into that approach to medicine. But what about D3? This is a hormone that is produced by the sun. We have abandoned the sun because of bad information, in my opinion, from the skincare professionals out there, the dermatologists. Everybody is slathering themselves with sunblock. Skin cancer is going through the roof, even in light of all this. And people, Elisa talked about this on the show the other day. There's over 1 billion, it's estimated over 1 billion people on the planet today that are severely deficient in D. I'm talking about below 20 nanograms.
Carl, you know, this is such a shameful thing to admit. The Philippines, which is right there under the tropics with full UVB exposure that will give you adequate sunlight, 90% of the people who attend my lectures, and there are about 250, 300 at a time, we test them, and they are actually vitamin D deficient. How shameful is that?
It is shameful, and the reality is supplementation is a good idea. However, I don't even think doctors get supplementation right. So
I agree, Carl, this is my favorite example of what health optimization medicine is like, right? In illness medicine, and vitamin D is my favorite example here, in illness medicine, we really only have two diseases that are relevant. Number one is rickets in children, and in adults, we have nutritional osteomalacia. If you look at the treatment for those, illness medicine is very definitive about how to treat those, you know, with the exact number of dose, et cetera, et cetera. But then when the illness medicine doctor is told, hey, you know, vitamin D is also necessary for health, and then you take a look at the recommendations, our recommendations are all over the place. You know, the U.S. has the IOM Institute of Medicine has its own RDA. The European Food and Safety Agency has its own RDA. The Endocrine Society has the at-risk, you know, levels. And suddenly we're all confused on what level of dose to give. And that's because we're not actually asking the correct question. The question that illness medicine asks is, what does vitamin D prevent? And that is the wrong question. Vitamin D is essential for life. So what are the optimal levels of vitamin D? And for that, we look for the tribes where chronic diseases are actually almost non-existent, like the Hadza tribes. You know,
yeah.
They have about 50 to 100 nanograms. And when you ask the right question, you know, instead of asking what does it prevent into what are the optimal levels because it's essential for life, then suddenly you see that we have to get away from illness medicine standards and into a subject called evolutionary medicine, again, a subject matter that's not taught in medical schools.
All right, we're going to talk about evolutionary medicine a little bit later. But here's something interesting. So one of the things that I love about vitamin D is some of this emerging research that shows that you can find a person's specific sweet spot. If you look at parathyroid hormone, if you dose somebody with vitamin D and watch parathyroid hormone, when you have the optimal dose of vitamin D, their parathyroid hormone will basically
become non-existent or so low because there's no need for the thyroid to produce a mineral uptake driving hormones any longer because the vitamin D is doing this for you. So are you familiar with this process of looking at the parathyroid hormone to determine if somebody is in their sweet spot for vitamin D?
I would love to do it, Carl, but parathyroid hormone is not a normal hormone that you test for. Parathyroid hormone and calcitonin, in fact, should be the two hormones that you test for when you're looking for vitamin D, you know, because they're involved in the calcium metabolism of the body.
Right.
Calcitonin essentially drives the calcium into the bone, and then parathyroid hormone, of course, will leach it out from the osteoclasts of the bone and then to bring your blood levels of calcium back up. So, but both actually, over age, both actually start to decline. So that actually interferes with your own balance of your own calcium metabolism. But much as we would like to do that, it's actually not very frequently performed as a test.
Yeah, and I know that. I wish doctors would start to understand the relationship between calcitonin, parathyroid hormone, and vitamin D, because then they could establish what their particular patient needs. We're getting into a world of individualized medicine today. More and more doctors are starting to understand the importance of individualized medicine. This is just another example of individualized medicine, in my humble opinion.
Yes, it's personalized medicine. It's not a one-size-fits-all treatment, right? So what I borrowed from Doug McGuff, I think he guested in your show a while back, you know, Body by Science, the Body by Science guy. Yeah. He was the one who gave me the first two parts of my definition of health, right? Health is the absence of disease, which is taken care of A plus B plus C, right? A is the absence of disease, and then B is the balance between anabolism and catabolism. And then I added C, you know, which is the cycle of life of the organism. So at any one time, when you're looking at vitamin D levels, et cetera, of course, all of this would be changing in time with age and your latitude and so on and so forth. But at the same time, you should also take a look at, for example, if you're looking at vitamin D in the context of osteoporosis, you should take a look, especially if it's female, then you should take a look not only at the vitamin D levels, the calcitonin levels, the parathyroid hormone levels, but, you know, estrogen progesterone treatment, the sex hormone treatment itself, can actually get them back to at least acceptable levels of calcium and treat them of their osteopenia or their osteoporosis.
Okay, so I discovered the melanocortin system about 5 years ago, and the more I read about it, the more I think that a lot of the benefits... So wait, let me back up. Most of the vitamin D research out there comes from large population studies of people who live in the sun. Oh, they have lower heart disease, lower atherosclerotic plaque buildup. They have all these things. And so we just assume that by chugging 20,000 IUs of vitamin D every day, that we're going to get those same benefits. And we don't see that playing out in science. So then I started to look at sun exposure in general. And what I found out was that while vitamin D is very interesting, the other hormones made by the skin that make up what is considered the melanocortin system seem to actually do the things that we expect vitamin D to do. For instance, there's one good study where they actually used melanotin 2 at ASU, and they reduced completely atherosclerotic plaque buildup and intima inflammation just by giving fairly high doses of that to rodents, which makes you think, well, maybe if you laid in the sun more, you would get rid of the plaque. But the other thing is, it increases libido. It increases a sense of well-being. It has, it actually has an effect on the Zeitgeber biological clocks throughout the body. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, maybe it's not vitamin D at all. Maybe it's the sun exposure and the melanocortin system that we're attributing all these benefits of vitamin D to.
And you are very correct there. One of the things that I always say in my lectures is that we are organisms whose chronobiology is yoked to the sun. There is no buts about that. We, from the time that we wake up to the time that we sleep, we are actually yoked to the sun, and we got rid of that because we invented artificial light and all of that. But to your point about POMC, you know, pro-opium melanocortin, in fact, one of the questions I love to ask is, I ask doctors and endocrinologists. Where does ACTH come from? And of course, they would cite the usual sites in the brain, right? And then I tell them, you know, what about the fact that it's already discovered that it's actually produced in the skin via the POMC pathway? And so they got surprised and said that's the reason why when sunlight hits your skin in the morning, your cortisol level begins to rise, right? And that's because that's the time that your body begins to wake up. So it's all part of your daily rhythm or your daily cycle to actually have sunlight in there. Another example, Carl, that I can give you is that, you know, Asians are a rice-eating countries, right? And now obesity is on the rise over there. And it used to be that, you know, you went out to the fields at noon, you tended to your plants and so on, but we don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And vitamin D, of course, is highly correlated with the rise in insulin levels and, of course, diabetes if you don't have enough of it. And we could see this, you know, right now, especially in Asia, where sometimes their come-ons in the restaurants, it's like unlimited rice. And you could see all of these things coming up, like diabetes and other hypertension and other diseases, because of these types of advertisements that they do. But and then they don't go out in the sun anyway. The other part that you'd probably already know is that the cortisol levels are sort of like fluctuation during the day.
Right.
And if a patient, for example, gets like the postprandial sleepiness, you know, after you eat lunch, you get so sleepy, I tell them go out for a walk. And
wow.
The reason for that is that your POMC pathway is actually activated, produces ACTH, raises your cortisol a little bit, makes you a little bit more alert.
So really,
right?
This is an argument for getting out in the daylight first thing in the morning to actually synchronize the diurnal effects of cortisol.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
In fact, that's how I explain it, is that, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a window, et cetera, leave the windows open if the weather permits, and, you know, to remove the curtain and allow the natural sunlight to actually wake you up in your room. That's why all of these artificial lights that actually go and, you know, gently wake you up, et cetera, the missing part there is that it has no UVB. You know, and sunlight has actually a mixture of UVA and UVB, right? And
Right. They're
finding out now that UVA actually has its own merits, just, you know, and they're beginning to examine the benefits of UVA as well.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, you invoked evolutionary medicine. I really want to talk about evolutionary medicine, because I'm baffled why doctors are not taught this in school, because it would be like being a Volvo mechanic and only being trained on the current year Volvo. And then someone brings an older Volvo into you and you go, I can't work on that because I was never trained on it. It's asinine to me. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Ted Achacoso. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Ted Achacoso. We're talking about right now we're going to talk about evolutionary medicine. So, and then we have a comment that I'm going to put up in a second about vitamin D. So it was a game changer for me to read Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body. That changed the way I look at everything, every disease state, every normal condition that humans experience. 99% of the time it can all be understood and explained when you understand evolutionary medicine. Why don't doctors know evolutionary medicine? Why aren't they teaching that in universities?
Carl, you know, we were taking a look at that to include that in the medical school, but there really is no time to teach it, and that's the sad part of it. Because the first book that I read was around 1990, written by these Harvard guys, right? And the best example I could remember from there is an ankle sprain. You know, when you have an ankle sprain, it's painful, so you're actually sitting down and you take pressure away from it, it swells, and then you withdraw socially, so you don't actually injure it more. And then, so what is our role in medicine? How much painkillers should we give? How much immobilization should we provide with a cast? You know, so this actually got me into thinking, you know, how much should we really intervene with the natural processes and at what point do we intervene?
Right.
And then when I got serious with a lot of the mitochondria and microbiota interactions, especially on mitochondria and bioenergetics, I started taking a look at, you know, the evolution of the last universal common ancestor, or LUCA, you know, and the development of the proton pumps that were initially passive all the way to active, which is what we have now, you know, in order to form the proton gradient to produce energy in the mitochondria. And these are very, very vital for us to understand, you know, how the cell is powered, and then ultimately where, at what point do we need to intervene, what the systems that that are very, very old, you know, they're millions of years old, what they need in order to function.
So
in the way I look at it is it's really very important to do it, to learn it, so you know what are the proper cofactors,
right,
in order to facilitate all of these processes along.
But is it really true that there's no time to teach it, or is it that it would actually undermine? You know, I was on track to become an optometrist. And so when I was in school, Bausch and Lomb supplied us with all of our contact lenses for lab. They supplied us with Zeiss supplied us with biomicroscopes. Bausch and Lomb gave us keratometers and all the other equipment. And so when you're in school, you're indoctrinated into having a relationship and good feelings about these companies. And so when you go into practice, they actually reach out to you and they want to help you open up your practice. They'll floor plan your contact lenses and all your equipment and all that sort of stuff. And the reason I point this out is because this goes on in medical schools as a rule as well. So it's not in the best interest of the pharmaceutical agenda today to understand evolutionary medicine. Is it really that there's no time, or is it that they have no interest in teaching this to doctors?
I think, Carl, it's both, but when I was in the curriculum committee, really we wanted to teach it, but there was really no time, because this is basic or fundamental, right? So you take it within the first 2 years of medical school, and it would be nice if we had time to do that. Right now what I'm pushing for is that, okay, you didn't learn this now in medical school. Why don't we develop a specialty where you learn now all of these things, evolutionary medicine and bioenergetics and gut symbionts and, you know, exposomics and, you know, chronobiology, you know, epigenetics. These are never taught in medical school. Some of them are very new, like metabolomics, for example, has been 25 years now out there, but it became clinical only in the past few years. Right? You could actually, if you take a look, Carl, you know, we're actually driven by the technologies by which we can diagnose or detect things. So in medicine, that's very true. You know, as we got more and more and more refined with our technology, then there were more and more things that we had to learn. Suddenly, it's not just the organ itself. Now we have to go learn all the way to genetics. And so there is just not enough time to do all of this. So I think it should be encompassed after your graduation. If you want to do optimization of this stuff, you go and learn that. And then, we develop modules to teach the illness medicine specialties, that this is how you optimize the brain. This is how you optimize the gut.
You become a specialist. You start to specialize in this area. Yeah.
Right, right. You have to take a look at the volume of information that they have to assimilate. And I've always given the argument before that, you know, you can give as much information to the student, but giving the medical student the aha moment of connecting everything together is actually easier if you get into evolutionary medicine.
Yes.
And that was my argument for actually doing it, but you know, the thing is, the curriculum is actually quite fixed, because you test based on the curriculum, right? So
yeah, no,
I
get
the reality.
I get it, and that's the way it is. So a live listener named Josu Delval, I hope I did that right, said, according to Dr. Rhonda Patrick, the sweet spot of vitamin D is between 40 and 60. I think he meant nanograms a milliliter. But he has NH. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's some other increment that I'm not aware of. But do you think that's true, or do you think that the sweet spot is what it is for the individual, like we were talking about before?
Yes, I think the sweet spot is true for the individual, because the toxic levels of vitamin D is very high. I think I saw one study going up to like 280, 290, then that's sort of like when you had toxicity, but that's only one study that I actually saw.
Right.
So you have to titrate according to what the individual needs, but I think there's a baseline by which If you go by illness medicine standards, there's a baseline by which there's a cohort of diseases that are actually higher when you don't meet them. So, like, for example, the minimum that illness medicine will go to, even if they're reluctant, is that they see that there are less cancers, less heart disease, you know, less diabetes, et cetera, at 32 nanograms. So they're okay with that, you know. There was this big study in the UK, right, when they decreased their requirement to 20 nanograms, the rickets came back.
Uh-huh.
Like, hello, you know.
Yeah.
You know, didn't you realize that these are the things? So that's what the compromise with illness medicine is. However, what I'd like to refer to, you know, where we start beginning to base a general recommendation for the population is take a look at where it's actually optimal, where all of these diseases are practically non-existent. So, yes, Rhonda, actually, I invited her to the Philippines, and she gave a lecture on nutrients for the brain. She touched on vitamin D and autism and all of that. But for me, where I'd like to take my reference range for a population, at least, is for the optimal levels rather than the illness medicine levels of what diseases that is prevent.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a question that they're answering for me. You know, what's optimal for your health?
Yeah.
So let's take a look at really populations with optimal health, and let's see if we can derive a common recommendation from there.
But see, optimal health varies. So we know that Scandinavian studies, they can give a Scandinavian person who's fairly fair-skinned, mm-hmm. 1,000 IUs of vitamin D, and they will see a change in 25-hydroxy, where you give someone who has dark skin 1,000 and you see no change. So I kind of feel like this idea of, you know, we want to know the magic bullet. Well, just tell me how much I have to take. We hate hearing it's different for you than it is for someone else.
For me, yes. That's so true. That's why one of the projects that I actually would be starting, you know, in the Philippines, because in Asia, where, you know, we have sun avoidance behavior over there, because they think that people with white skin or fair skin is actually more attractive, and that's why we have severe vitamin D deficiencies, and therefore osteopenia and osteoporosis, especially in women. And therefore, I would actually like to find out, you know, what in the 21 to 30 cohort would be sort of like an ideal for that. You see, that's you pointed out earlier personalized medicine. First, you know, we geographically correct medicine, you know, because, you know, for example, mitochondrial coupling efficiency is different for all of the different countries in the world. You know, people eat differently. The other thing, Carl, that you should also take a look at when you're doing vitamin D is you take a look at the level of vitamin A, because vitamin D is coupled with the retinoid X receptor, which is, of course, vitamin A. So suddenly you are looking at a series of factors already that are in there, which is where there is dependency, you know, on another cofactor.
I only take D with A, and that was the result of a show that I did with Dr. Chris Masterjohn about five mm-hmm. years ago, where we talked about the, you know, stem cell differentiation does not mm-hmm. occur when you have inadequate real vitamin A. I don't mean beta carotene. That doesn't convert to vitamin A in most people. If you don't have mm-hmm. retinol, retinoic acid, retinal palmitate, you don't mm-hmm. have stem cell differentiation. We have stem cells in our body because those are the repair tools, but they can't be used if you're deficient in vitamin A. So I started taking vitamin A and vitamin D together many years ago because I believe what you just said.
Yeah, and now you're taking vitamin K2 with it also.
No, let me tell you, let me share a secret with you that I haven't told anybody in this audience yet.
Yeah.
So I get adequate amount of vitamin K from green leafy vegetables that I eat in my diet.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you know what's more effective? And this is really good. If a doctor is out there listening to this show and you have a patient that you can't prescribe vitamin K to because they're on anticoagulants or they have a high D dimer or something like that, you want an alternative because you want them to take their vitamin D, baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a study that shows mm-hmm. Rodents with compromised kidneys
mm-hmm.
that actually bioaccumulate vitamin D into toxic levels in their bloodstream. When given baking soda, it mitigates the
calcification of soft tissue and the toxic effects completely without lowering the 25-hydroxy level. Think about that. It's not lowering the 25-hydroxy level, but it's mitigating all the damage that those ultra-high 25-hydroxy levels do. And all you need is about 600 milligrams a day to achieve that as a human being.
Oh, you know, Carl, baking soda is actually more or less standard in my practice. I recommend it especially to patients, you know, with lots of different maladies. And so I tell them, you know, to take 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, put it in 4 ounces of water, take it an hour before or 2 hours after a meal, but never during, right?
Right.
And take it, do it 3 times a day. And, you know, usually after a couple of weeks, you know, their GERD subsides,
yes.
A lot of their other values get better. And there's, you know, I think you're aware of it. There are entire books written about baking, you know, alkalizing your blood, you know, and testing that by urine strips, you know.
Anybody out there suffering from any type of kidney disease should be taking baking soda every day. There are numerous studies out there that show that people with chronic CKD, chronic kidney disease, live mm-hmm. longer and their kidneys function better for longer by just including baking soda in their diet. No one talks about this, Dr. Ted.
Yeah, and also it's very good if you're actually prone to infections, your immune system is down. You know, a lot of the infections actually thrive on a more acidic environment in the tissues. And it would help if you could just raise that pH a little bit, a few times, like 3 times a day, you know, to prevent continuous growth.
I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that you actually gave me a perfect segue to. And that
okay.
is so many of us look to the diets of other nations for mm-hmm. giving us anti-aging benefits. I want to talk to you about that when we come back, okay?
Sure.
All right, stay okay. tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ted Achacoso. We're going to talk a little bit about diet for a second. So I'm sure...
Yes. Can you give me just 1 minute?
Oh, of
course.
If
there are any doctors listening to this show, I just wanted to remind them also in terms of the vitamin D that when your patient comes in and he looks fresh off the yacht, he's brown, you know, freshly on sunlight and so on, and you take a cholesterol level, that cholesterol level will be high, and therefore your tendency will be to give more statins, right? So because it's synthesized, cholesterol synthesized from lanosterol, then cholesterol, then it becomes vitamin D. So what you may want to do then is to wait 2 weeks after the vacation so the cholesterol levels will actually reflect not that of the skin, but that's the one that's actually produced by the body or the intake of the patient.
Just a
quick reminder.
Really, really good advice. Really, really good advice.
Yeah.
So years ago, the Okinawans were heralded for longevity, and of course, everyone wanted to know their diet. Also have the French paradox. Everybody wanted to eat like the French. And this goes on constantly. The Hunza, the Hudza, you name it. Everybody's searching for, what can I eat to make me live longer? But the reality is that we discount the lifestyles of these people and just attribute all of their longevity and health benefits to their diet. I mean, heck, the Okinawans population per capita has one of the highest tobacco uses of all the Asian nations. So we're going to say, oh, yeah, that tobacco is good, too. We should all start smoking more cigarettes because they live longer. Are we missing the boat when we just look at a diet and go, oh, I just have to eat like this person? What about the polymorphism of you evolving with certain foods in your diet? You can't just switch that, can you?
I'm actually I have squared away with this question in my mind for many, many years, or tried to square away anyway. And the compromise call that I have, since I practice in Asia, in Europe, here in the United States, and I see all the different effects. You know, for example, if I give cortisol in the Philippines, you know, they will get muscle cramps, and because the food is so salty. I do not get that here in France or here in Washington, D.C. So it's like, well, you know, what are all of these factors that are in the diet? And you could see that's actually coming on when rubber meets the road in the practice. But to your question, the way I've actually tried to take a look at it is that what I'm strict about is micronutrient optimization. So you measure the micronutrients and cofactors at the current levels of that via metabolomics to take a look at what the levels are. Because what I hate the most are, you know, all of these advertisements and clinical studies that say, oh, this vitamin E is good for you, selenium is bad for you, and all of that stuff. What you do is, well, you know, measure it and see if the patient needs it, then give some. If the patient doesn't need it, then take it away, right? But I'm strict about that. And because I'm in practice, I will always assume that the patient will not eat properly. So the rest of the stuff is actually, for me, macronutrient optimization. So you take a look at the intakes of proteins, carbohydrates, and fat, and the sources. So it's sort of like a cleaner structure that way. But in terms of what you said, you know, Okinawan diet and
the French paradox,
all of that, I think what's more important there, Carl, is their effect on longevity and morbidity compression, or the lack of, you know, less number of illnesses per year, or less number of illnesses until death. And I think it has something to do more with their NRF2 and NF-kappa-B balance, more of a molecular inflammation balance. And that is achieved usually by a diversity of food that you eat. Right, like for example, in Okinawa, they have about 120 different kinds of foods. And you look at other blue zones around the world, it will be the same. You will see the high diversity of foods that are also being eaten. Mm-hmm. You know, despite the fact that they have, you know, highly oxidative habits like smoking tobacco and all of that kind of stuff, they have enough anti-inflammatory stuff there to keep their oxidative stress at signaling levels, because you do need that oxidative stress for intracellular signaling. So if you take a look at, for example, NF-kappa-B was studied earlier because it was found earlier, but if you take a look at the examples of all the diets that are being given that are healthy for you, they actually raise your NRF2. And that's not necessarily good at every time, because what the lifestyle that we have created for ourselves is so stressful that the NF-kappa-B, the pro-inflammatory cytokines, et cetera, are always turned on, that our body cannot actually keep up with quenching the heat that's being produced, or the inflammation that's being produced by NF-kappa-B. And that's where you get into trouble with the kind of diet that you eat, right? So depending on your lifestyle now, you know, then you could determine what kind of diet you eat. For example, it's proven that chronic heavy exercise will actually oxidize you, right? And then if you like doing heavy exercises consistently, then you must do an appropriate, a consistent micronutrient optimization, and what are the actual macronutrients that you should be doing. If you're always running, etc., then you should be more carb heavy. You know, if you're a bodybuilder, then you have to measure, take a look at all of your ratios of your proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and so on, because everything gets confusing when it comes to diet. One famous line actually says, you know, everyone thinks he's an expert in nutrition because he eats.
I like that. What's your opinion? What's your opinion of the emergence of the ketogenic diet in treating a variety of different diseases therapeutically?
Yeah, I think there was a study that read that up to about 80% of cancers would actually respond to it. And I actually am starting a ketogenic program in the Philippines, you know, for cancer patients mostly, because I'm taking a look at the work of Dom D'Agostino and of course, Thomas Seyfried, and the things that they have done with it. But for me, again, it's one of those that one of the macronutrients that you manipulate. So if it's fat heavy that you're doing and less carbs, then you're actually doing macronutrient manipulation. So because one of the criticisms of any of these diets, including keto, is your it produces micronutrient deficiencies, right?
Right.
So measure first before you actually measure those, replace them before you actually put them on a ketogenic diet. It's been shown to be good for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's, and so on. And that has something to do with bioenergetics. You know, it's at a mitochondrial level, again, which is not taught in medical schools, unfortunately.
Right.
So my opinion there is, you know, really what the body is looking for is a balance, usually a redox balance of some sort in those mm-hmm. cases. Like you see the protocols now that are being shared, you know, you basically put the patient on a ketogenic diet, which they call a press maneuver, and then they put the patient on a hyperbaric oxygen therapy,
which is
a pulse maneuver. So you basically antioxidize, then you oxidize heavily, you antioxidize or oxidize heavily until you sort of get into a redox equilibrium. And, you know, again, I'm all after balancing, you know, putting you at an optimal level of even redox balance.
Yeah, and what you point out is really important to understand. Everybody thinks that antioxidants, if you just bombard your body with antioxidants, that you're better off. But that's not true, because oxidative stress is important. The same way that acute inflammatory response is important, but chronic inflammatory mm-hmm. response is dangerous. So you're so right on, and we don't think about this. So many of us take antioxidants, a variety of them. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
If you're sitting still and you are you know, a person who doesn't do much, all those antioxidants that you're taking may actually backfire. Now, if you're active, if you train and you up and around and you do things that increase oxidative stress, then quenching with an antioxidant is sensible. But you point out something really good. You know, overdoing antioxidants can be worse than not having antioxidants at all.
Yeah, because it's a signaling molecule, right? If you could, actually, people call mitochondria the batteries of the cell. I call them more the kitchens of a cell, right? So food comes in, you know, your mitochondria cooks them, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, they get transformed into ATP and so forth, right? However, if you don't give it a break from cooking, it will accumulate the crud in the kitchen. It will never be given a chance to clean itself up, to regenerate itself, and so on. So one of the other things that I do, you know, if a patient cannot do a strict ketogenic diet, then I actually restrict the time of feeding. We are such a shameful organism in that from the time we wake up to the time we sleep, we actually have permission to eat. How shameful is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you could restrict your feeding time to, 12 hours or 10 hours, or for me, I do 8 hours where I do all my eating, you know, I think it's a good first step, you know, especially if you're seeing patients who cannot afford to move their eating habits along.
One of the things that's important to note when we talk about intermittent fasting, which I prefer to call a more ancestral meal frequency, that's mm-hmm. what I like to call it. But one of the things that we have to note when we talk about intermittent fasting, if you fast for 12 hours and then you eat for 8, your goal should not be to gorge yourself for 8. You should still eat sensibly and give yourself time for the satiety to kick in. Because the mistake that most people make, and one of the there's a study that was just published recently. I haven't read it yet, but it implies that an 8-hour eating, 12-hour fast does mm-hmm. not produce better weight loss than some other mm-hmm. diets. They compare, and I said, sure. If you are the whole purpose of intermittent fasting, aside from stimulating things like autophagy and so on, is that you are eating for a shorter period of time. So theoretically, you're eating less. But what we have in this population is people go, oh, I can eat for 8 hours now. I'm going to eat everything, Jello, pudding, bread, pasta. I'm going to gorge myself. And then they go, oh, it didn't work. Well, sure, it didn't work.
Yes. I'm usually very careful, Carl, in using that. I never use the term weight loss. I said, I'm not a weight loss doctor.
Yes.
I'm a fat loss doctor. We want to preserve your muscles all the way to old age. But what I do tell them is exactly what I do. In those 8 hours, I want something to be complete within a day, so you don't have to remember to eat your carbs on the weekend and so on. So intraday, I want it to be complete. So what I advise them is that your first meal be fatty, and you know, so and then your next meal within the 8 hour time frame be carby, and the next meal be proteiny. So The reason for that, there's an old diet called the Sheldon diet, which is the food separation diet. I think here in the States it's called the food combination diet.
Yes.
It allows your enzymes to be more isolated. So essentially, if you eat like mostly fat during your, say at the beginning, then you're actually extending that carbohydrate fast, right? That carb fast until you actually take your carbohydrates. And so that's doable for many people once they realize what I'm trying to do, right? But usually, you know, after they feel the effects already of these types of diet, they sort of like start to adopt better eating habits. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, I really feel bad with that particular thing. Why should I take it?
Right.
And that's the good part of it. You know, that's a good part of it. But if people are just starting, you know, I don't try to control their lifestyle that much first. You know, give them a handle. They seem to have a better handle on time than they are on the quality of their food.
Dr. Ted, how can my listeners reach out to you if they want to reach out to you?
Well, my if they're in Asia, my website is at biobalanceinstitute.com. And all my information is there. And wherever I am in the world, I am usually responsive within 1 to 3 hours. Of contacting me. So I use that as sort of like my base. And then whether I'm here at my home in Washington, D.C., or I'm in Europe, you know, accompanying patients and so on, then I'm reachable that way.
I want to have you back on in the next couple of weeks, but I want to talk about something completely different, and it's the result of our communication preparing for this show. But you seem to be eternally optimistic and positive, and you seem to really love life. And
I, Carl, when you're 55 and you still don't know what you love to do, you're basically effed.
I like that. I like that. But I do want to, have you back on. I want to peel the onion that is Dr. Ted Achacoso, as we would say. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Carl. I believe you wanted to talk about oxytocin and its wonderful effects.
Yes, we will. We will. We'll talk about that next show. How about that? Okay.
All right.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on with me today. And I know that you're getting ready to jet set out of the country again. You just landed last night. You're traveling all over the world, spreading the good news about optimistic medicine. I love that about you. You're a great guy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. And I love your show because you don't give out chauffeur information. I will leave your listeners to Google that up. Meaning you're actually, inviting guests who are in active practice and not just summarizing things that they read on the internet.
Thank you very much. I was very impressed to find out when you and I first started communicating that you actually listened to the show in the past, and that made me feel really good. I appreciate that.
Oh, I do. Whenever I'm here in the U.S., I drive from Washington, D.C. to my beach house in Delaware, and Superhuman Radio is on.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why I know of the lovely and talented Elisa Perfuma.
Ah, she's going to love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Ted. All right, look, we'll talk soon, okay?
All righty.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care, Carl.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to share my progress, in case any of you haven't seen my progress up on Facebook. We're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even
even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Should turn my mic on first, right? Okay, so we've talked about this on the Blueprint Power Hour that I have been working towards getting myself in some sort of shape as I turned 59 in June. And I had posted a leg workout in my blog on the Superhuman Radio website. And someone had posted it on getbig.com. And the comments were horrid. I mean, everybody said everything from I was lying about the weight that I use to the fact that I'm a big fat barrel of S with legs. That didn't motivate me. That's not what I'm saying. But the truth is that I knew that I was starting to get really a little distorted looking, let's say, for just to be kind to myself. And so November of last year, I took a before picture. That's a magic thing to do, by the way. If you have a goal, take a before picture and put it out there and hope that it gets posted on getbig.com and people tear you up, because that will motivate you. It will motivate you not to show them, but to show yourself. And so at that point in time, we had Christmas upon us, but I did good during Christmas, and really the new year started and I was still doing good. And basically what I've done is I've stuck to a program that I've created myself. And what I've created myself is the culmination of everything we've talked about on this show over the years that I know works. In fact, I have 2 more months to go in my program. And in 2 months, I will post the picture then of how I look. But I'm going to put this picture up first of all so that it's, you know, we can talk in the context of this discussion. So on the left is November 26th. I was 248 pounds. On the right was yesterday. I was 232 pounds. My goal is to stay about 230, 228 pounds, but to get completely shredded. That is, in fact, the goal here. And so what I'm hoping to do over the next, let me get rid of that. Over the next couple months is to continue to put on muscle while I get leaner and leaner. And here's the thing about it. I'm not doing anything heroic. Sure, some of my workouts seem extreme, but they're manageable for me. I can do it continuously. The real magic in what I've done is that I've picked things that I know work because we've talked about them on the show forever, and I've applied them, and I've done it consistently for months. That's really what the magic is. If anything, the thing that I could say is I've done something consistently. Now, if you do the wrong thing consistently, you're not going to get results, obviously. You have to do the right thing consistently. And all of those right things have been discussed on this show. And actually, I am applying them myself. So the reality is that in the next couple months, when I reach my ultimate goal, which I want to really be completely shredded for my age, okay? And I want to be able to step up at 59 years old and show people my age that it's never too late to take on this goal and actually achieve it. And I know all of you in the audience are rooting for me because I've got nothing but positive. In fact, the idea of doing a special show just about what I've done to get from point A to point B has been inspired by many of you, and you know who you are, who have messaged me and said, you know, wow, I'm going to be 56. Tell me what you did. I want to do it. I'm going to be 60. Tell me what you, and I get it. A lot of us older guys don't think we can do it because we're older, but we can. We can. So I want to thank everybody for reaching out to me, who has reached out to me to pay me such nice compliments about my progress. And there will be a show in the next couple months. I have 2 more months to go. That's the magic. 2 more months to go. And there will be a show in a couple months where I will detail everything. I take meticulous notes, my sleep, my food. I mean, the supplements I use and even the HRT that I'm on. I will detail everything and create not necessarily a program for you to use, but I will expose what I have done to get from point A to point B, and hopefully people will enjoy that. So stay tuned for that. I am off the air tomorrow. I fly to San Diego to attend my son Chase Lenora's graduation from San Diego State University. I'm very, very excited about this. But when I come back, we will pick it up. We have great shows planned all next week. So those of you, I hope you don't miss me too much. And obviously, we'll stay in touch on Facebook. All right, we'll see everybody next Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
And watching.